WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Miscellaneous Music Madness, aka Triple M, and I am your host, DJ Eminem, not to be confused with the rapper. Now, today's episode is a very special episode because I just got vaccinated today. Woo! So I got J&J from the college, so that was really cool. And I decided for this kind of celebratory episode that I would play some songs that were kind of helping me get through the pandemic, because hopefully, with me being vaccinated, this will get us one step closer to a more normal type of life. I know it's not just going to be my vaccination that's going to help towards that, but still, more and more people are getting vaccinated, and the fact that I got vaccinated just makes me feel like it's real. I'm going to be playing some really cool songs that I listened to a lot during isolation and quarantine and whatever you want to call it. So the first song that I'm going to be playing is a song that I played basically before I went home from college, so long ago, over a year now. And it's a song called It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine by REM. So let's give that a listen and let's dive in right now, shall we? Okay, I have realized that I am not playing the song that I want to be playing right now. I'm going to try a different aux chord, and we're going to see if that will help. But right now, I'm playing Flamingosis, and that's not what we want to hear right now, do we? We don't want to hear that. So I'm going to try again. We'll see if this works. And yeah, I don't even know if you guys can hear me right now. You might just be hearing Flamingosis, but we'll see. Alrighty, let's try this again. We are still hearing Flamingosis. So this episode just might not even happen because I don't know what to do right now. I'm going to try aux 2 and see if that works. I could also do a podcast if people want me to. Let's try Aux 2. Let's try Aux 2. Sorry about this, everyone. It appears that flamingosis have taken over my show, so I don't really know what to do right now. I'm gonna just chill right now and try to message someone and see if they could help me, because I don't know what to do right now. But yeah. So, basically, I guess I could talk about my shot. So, I went to the Kirby gym, and I went there, and I got my shot. It went really quickly. I went early, because I was supposed to go at 1, but I went at, like, 12:50. I didn't see the big sign that said vaccines, because apparently I can't read signs, because I went into the gym and I'm like, where are the vaccines? And they're like, oh, there should be signs outside. And there was like a big sign and I felt stupid, but yeah. but they gave me my shot. It hurt a lot more than I thought it was going to, personally, because like, I mean, I'm very like sensitive to shots. So it kind of hurt my arm a lot more than I thought, because a lot of people were like, oh, it was just a pinch, or I didn't feel anything. But for me, I felt it. And she had to, like, get a little cotton swab thing because I was bleeding. I don't know if it was because I was tense or if it's just because I have a really bad pain tolerance. But, yeah. So, yeah, I've been moving my arm a lot because I need to make sure it doesn't hurt tomorrow. It probably will. I drank a lot of water before my vaccine. I drank an obscene amount of water before my vaccine because I heard that it helps, especially with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So I just chugged a bunch of water and that really helped. I drank like 3 equivalents of my water bottle, which I think is like 18 ounces or so. And then I drank like 1 16 ounce water at lunch. So I was like good to go, you know what I mean? I really don't know why flamingosis is overtaking my show. I really wish it wasn't, because I was like really excited today and it's not happening right now, and nobody's answering me. So that's always a great sign. yeah. All right, so one of my members says that they can hear me. All right, they told me to try to play something off of Spotify, so I'm going to attempt to try to play my song that I was supposed to play a while ago now. So I'll try to play It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine by REM again, and we'll see if it works. All right, see you guys in a few. I hope you enjoyed that good old Flamingosis right there. I am now trying the actual computer because the computer was off. And we'll see if I can actually play my songs now. Looks like Spotify updated too, and it looks weird. It has not updated on my regular computer. So, let's try this for like, I don't know, the fourth, fifth time now. It's The End of the World as We Know It by REM. Let's check it out.
That's great, it starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane, listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up and not speak.
And that was It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine by REM for That was the actual song. The other song was some Flamingosis stuff that I don't even know, that just keeps playing on repeat. But I'm glad I kind of got it working now. I won't be able to play all the songs that I had planned, but at least I'll play some of the songs, so yeah. The next song I'm going to play is a single by one of my favorite bands, 21 Pilots, and it was released during quarantine, and it's called Level of Concern. And I'm going to play that for you right now. And that was Level of Concern by 21 Pilots. I really like that single. And they're coming out with a new album very soon, in May, at the end of May. And I'm really hoping they go on tour, because I would love to see them in concert. So yeah, if you haven't listened to their new single, Shy Away, I highly recommend it. And yeah, I'm not going to talk too much because I already wasted enough time. So the next song I'm going to play is a song that I really, really like, from an album I really like called Fine Line, and it's a song by Harry Styles called Treat People with Kindness, I listened to this album over quarantine and I couldn't get enough of it. So let's listen to this very happy, upbeat song now. That was Treat People With Kindness by Harry Styles from his album Fine Line, which is a very good album if you listen to it all. But that's probably my favorite song off of that album. The next song I'm going to be playing is a band that I got really into during quarantine called Mariana's Trench, or Marinara's Trench, as I sometimes slip up and say. And this is one of my favorite songs by them, one of the most popular songs by them. And it's called Who Do You Love? So let's give that a listen now.
Well, I've been deep in this sleeplessness. I don't know why. Just can't get away from myself. When I get back on my feet, I'll blow this open wide and carry me home in good health. God, it's been so long. Broken, and I've been away too long. I hear the words I've spoken, and everything
might as well try it. There's nothing left to lose. Nothing will change if you never choose. Sleeplessness, I don't know why. Just can't get it away from myself. When I get back on my feet, I'll blow this open wide and carry me home in good health. Well, I've been deep in this sleeplessness, I don't know why. Just can't get it away from myself. When I get back on my feet, I'll blow this open.
And that was Who Do You Love by Marianna's Trench, which is also a very good upbeat song for today as well. The next song I'm going to be playing is a song that Joe really likes. Shout out to Joe, who I think is listening right now. It's a song by Walk the Moon, and it's called I Can Lift a Car. And we're going to be playing that right now.
Come home, oh, I hear you washing in the shower.
And that was I Can Lift a Car by Walk the Moon. And shout out to Joe for showing me that song and getting me really into that song, because I really like it a lot. The next song I'm going to be playing is also dedicated to some people that I really know and love, Shannon and Danny. And basically, I went to Shannon's house for part of the fall semester, and we watched the Curious George movie. And we really got into this song that's in the Curious George movie, and it's called Upside Down by Jack Johnson. So let's give that a listen. And that was Upside Down by Jack Johnson, which is from the Curious George soundtrack. And I really like that song. And it reminds me, like I said, of Shannon and Danny. So shout out to them. The next song I'm going to play is a song that was released as a single and is now part of the album OK Orchestra. And it's the song Bummerland by AJR. So let's give that a listen.
Now my hair is all gone. It's sad, but I've been alone for too long. So I keep getting.
And that was Bummerland by AJR. I might potentially see them on their tour for OK Orchestra for 2022, which would be really awesome. Fingers crossed, it's not 100% set in stone yet, but I'm hoping it will be, because that would be such an amazing thing to experience right after being like in quarantine and isolation for so long. Like, that's like my number one thing I want to do. Once everything's normal again, is I want to go to a concert. So yeah, hopefully that'll happen. A lot of artists that I like are coming out with new albums and songs and things and going on tour. So I'm just going to spend all my money on concerts and it's going to be fine. It's going to be fun. So yeah, the next song I'm going to be playing is by an artist that I've really gotten to know and love, called Jukebox the Ghost, and this is their song Jump Started, which is a song I've been listening to quite recently. So I'm going to play that for you all right now.
Strictly business, nothing more.
I held the door.
Held the door.
What a saint walked in.
Starts flying like got my love jump started. The only one I want is you.
Say it again.
I hear the bells and the ringing already. Four kids and a big old wedding singing you.
Say it again.
Now as I make the long walk home, you got me feeling like an overdose to me.
And that was Jump Started by Jukebox the Ghost. They are also releasing an album very soon. They didn't give a release date at all, but they said that they're working on a new album to release, and I hope that they go on tour. I would love to see them as well. The next song I'm going to be playing is by a band that I also really got into during quarantine. It's just the time to listen to new music, isn't it? And it's called... this song is called Leave Me Alone by I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. So this is from their album Razzmatazz, which is their first debut album. They've had a lot of EPs and everything, but they haven't had a full album until 2020. So let's take a listen to that.
Until you're tangled in the hanging tree. Oh,
And that was Leave Me Alone by I Don't Know How, But They Found Me. I'm going to play one more song, even though I'm cutting it close, but I lost like half of my radio show, so I deserve it. The last song I'm going to play is a song called Going Away to College by Blink-182. So let's give that a listen right now. And that was Going Away to College by Blink-182. And that is the end of our show, folks. We started off rough, as we usually do, and we ended, I guess, smoothly. So, yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And this is the first show I'm doing vaccinated. Ooh. We'll see how my side effects are tomorrow, but I feel fine right now. I'll update you guys next week, I guess, on how that's going. But yeah, for now, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. It's supposed to be a pretty yucky week in terms of weather, but I hope you still find something to smile about and have a great day anyway. And now you can listen to Flaming Ghosts because I'm going to turn on Robo DJ very shortly. So yeah, I hope everyone has a great day. This has been WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and I will see you next time for more miscellaneous music madness. See you next time.